Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about what kind of communication you should expect from a legitimate acting agency. So first off, you have to keep in mind that every agent is different. Some agents prefer you to text, while others hate texting and only want to do emails. And then there's other people who don't want to do emails or any sort of technology and prefer phone calls. So regardless of the method of communication that they use, there are a few key things to keep in mind when it comes to communication with a good agent. Number one, if you're still in the process of searching for an agent, you're not signed with anyone yet, and you're reaching out, some agencies will reply, acknowledging that they received your submission, and others won't reply. Okay, just because you don't hear back from an agent when you reach out doesn't mean that they're a scam or they're a bad quality agency. Many agents get hundreds of submissions a day, and they don't have the ability to respond to everybody. So if they do like your submission, you're probably going to hear back from them in a couple of weeks in general. Now, number two is, if they like what you submit, almost every legit agency is going to communicate with you to schedule a meeting and an audition. And this meeting is going to take place in person at their office, or they might do it online via a video app like Zoom or Teams. Basically, during this meeting, they're going to ask you some questions about yourself, and almost all of them are going to ask you to perform some sort of short monologue or other prepared piece. And then they'll probably give you a chance to ask some questions. Now, the third way that they communicate is, if they like you, they will tell you what the next steps are. And at that point, they're usually going to send a contract for you to review. So just remember, legitimate agents do not ask for upfront fees. If they do, it's almost certainly going to be a scam. Agents take a commission. They don't take fees for things. Now, if you get signed, at that point, they're going to start submitting you for projects. So the communication there is, you're usually only going to get notified by the agency if there's an audition that you have to attend. Now, on rare occasions, this is usually for really big roles or some major opportunity, at that point, the agent might reach out to you and want to speak to you first before they submit you to make sure that you're both on the same page. In some cases, they might be like, hey, you need to get a new headshot for this submission, or, you know, and usually it's going to be a really quick thing. They're going to need you to turn around something very, very fast for the submission if it's something big and very important. So they're going to want to speak to you before submitting you. And if you ever have any questions about the projects that they're submitting you for, this goes for both those really big ones or even small ones, you can request something from your agent called a submissions log or a submissions report. And that will show everything that they've submitted you for recently. Now, some agents get annoyed if you ask to see a submissions report, so you need to give them a reason besides just, I don't think that you're submitting me for anything and I don't trust you, so I want you to give me a submissions report. That's obviously not the best way to make the agent want to have a good relationship with you. So instead, I usually say like, hey, I have been working on my brand and refining my types, and I would love to have a short meeting or discussion with you to see how we can, you know, work together to start submitting me for more specific productions. In light of that, would you be open to sharing a submissions report so I can see what you're currently submitting me for and then be better prepared for our meeting? that's one way to do it. There's plenty of other excuses you can use, but they should be willing to share a submissions report with you so you can at least see. But in general, you're usually not going to get communication from the agency unless you reach out to them first regarding all of the opportunities and auditions that they're submitting you for. They're sort of doing that in the background, and then you're just hearing from them when they actually have an audition you need to go to. Now, number five, in regards to meetings and general communication, a good agent should respond to your emails and your texts and calls as long as you're not bothering them all the time. They should not be ignoring you or making it difficult for you to set up meetings with them. Now, that said, do keep in mind that good agents typically spend most of their time with their best clients. I know that doesn't sound fair, but it's true that, you know, a good agent obviously wants to foster a deeper relationship with the clients who are making the most money and booking the most work, because the more that they send them out for, the more money that they'll make off of them. So, you know, essentially, this just basically means that the more jobs you book and the better work you're doing in the audition, the more quickly your agent is probably going to respond to your needs and cater to whatever you're asking for. If you're very new with them, you essentially have to earn their respect and their time by being consistent, always responding very quickly whenever they reach out to you, not coming across as too needy, and doing your best to book as many jobs as you possibly can from the auditions they send you on. Now, finally, number six, some agents may also communicate with you when they recommend that you shoot new headshots or update your reel, or they might recommend a specific coach to train with if they think that doing so can help you book more auditions. So you can expect a little bit of career guidance from an agent, but it's generally going to be fairly minimal, especially in comparison to managers whose primary focus is on career guidance. Agents, their primary focus is just on submitting you and getting you auditions. But some, once in a while, will give you some career guidance and communicate you in that way. It really depends on how large and how how busy the agent is. If it's a small agent who only has a few clients, then yeah, sure, you'll probably get more of that personalized attention. Don't expect a ton of attention from the busiest agents unless you're booking like everything and you're doing such a great job with them that they want to work with you all the time. Now, in general, good agents are easy to communicate with and will continue submitting you for projects. And as I said earlier, the more that you book, the more communication you'll have with the agent and the harder they'll work for you. Now, even if you don't book very much, a good agent should still respond to your emails and be willing to have some meetings with you sometimes, even if it's just over the phone. If they're not responding to anything and you feel like they're doing nothing to advance your career, then in that case, I recommend considering ending the relationship and searching for a new agent. Honestly, a lot of actors tell me that they're scared to do that because they think that they won't be able to get a new agent. But, you know, my response is usually that if you want to get ahead as an actor and really build your career, you have to be willing to bet on yourself. You have to trust that you're good enough to find another agent. And the more strategic you are with it, and the better and more particular you are with, you know, your research and who you decide to target and how you go about that, the more likely you'll get a better agent next time around. Now, I do have a course called Land an Agent, which opens a few times a year, and it goes really deep into how to get an agent. But I also have a podcast episode you may want to listen to where I discuss some of that stuff. Obviously, there's not a lot of time to go deep because it's only like a 10 or 15 minute episode, but it was the first, I think, or maybe second episode I did. Just, I think it's called How to Get an Agent, so you can look that up. But before we end here, if you are thinking of looking for a new agent or you plan to, it is quite important that you have some footage. Most good agents want to see some sort of reel or at least some clips showing your acting ability. So I'd like to just tell you briefly about our Reel production services for actors. Now, we have two locations. One is in Manhattan and the other is in northern New Jersey. And we custom write every scene. We help cast actors for you. We shoot and edit to give you high-end professional footage that makes your reel extremely impressive to agents. So visit actorscreenershoot.com. So that's actor screener, S-C-R-E-E-N-E-R, shoot, S-H-O-O-T, no S at the end. So visit actorscreenershoot.com to see our packages and schedule a free consultation with my team. And that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. All I have is, of course, one ask of you, which is if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Subscribing is also a great way to pay forward because it helps me by making these episodes more easily findable for other actors. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon.